Virginia has been severely affected. We can see the flooding along the Potomac, but it has also occurred along the Dan, the James, the Roanoke, the Shenandoah, and the Rappahannock rivers. On Friday, the day after Virginia Governor George Allen requested a disaster declaration, I authorized FEMA to provide 100% funding for direct federal assistance to help with the cleanup of all counties in the Commonwealth of Virginia. In addition, based on visits to the affected areas by Director Witt, additional assistance is being made available to several cities, Danville, Harrisonburg, Staunton, and Waynesboro, and to Augusta, Halifax, Madison, Pennsylvania, and Rockingham counties through FEMA's individual assistance programs. Today, five additional counties have been added to that list: Mecklenburg, Page, Rappahannock, Shenandoah, and Warren. This will give help to individuals including temporary housing, family grants, and low-interest loans. Residents in Virginia counties designated for the individual program should call FEMA's hotline to receive help. The FEMA number is 800-462-9029. That's 800-462-9029. In North Carolina, where many lives have been lost, 24 counties have been declared eligible for the individual assistance programs as a result of Hurricane Fran. More than 4,000 people have already registered for help in the state of North Carolina. FEMA will continue to assess the damage from storms, high winds, and flooding until we're sure that the needs of all the affected populations are met in Virginia and North Carolina, and in Maryland, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia. In disasters such as this, it takes all of us coming together to help our fellow citizens get back on their feet. Many have offered donations. A hotline has been set up for those donations as well. That's 800-747-8920. 800-747-8920. The American Red Cross is also helping to get aid to people in need. Back in the winter, severe snowstorms caused terrible damage along the C&O Canal, as I saw again today. Those damages were repaired by determined people, and because of their work, our people were able to enjoy the pass and the beauty along the canal through the summer. Much of that work will now have to be done again because it's been undone by the flooding. But our people have always been resilient in the face of disasters, and we know that they will be resilient again. We'll do everything we can to get help to them as quickly as we can and to stay with them for as long as it takes. Again, let me thank Secretary Babbitt, Secretary Cisneros, Secretary Pena, the others who have worked on this, and especially, as always, Director Witt for an excellent job. Thank you very much.